When we are no longer able to change a situation, we are challenged to change ourselves. This is the thought for today. Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California. When we are no longer able to change a situation, we are challenged to change ourselves. How often do we have situations that are seemingly beyond our ability to change, like war, like a wife that's mad at you, or a husband that's mad at you, or children that are not cooperating, they're mad at you, or the taxes are too high, the city council, city planning department, excuse me, won't give you permission to do the building and changing you want to make. Teachers at school don't appreciate your child. They don't appreciate how brilliant your child is, you know. You've been through that, perhaps, I'm sure. Or, as your puppy dog would say, all the other dogs are picking on me. Now, those would be situations that we are no longer able to change. So, we are challenged to change ourselves. How do you change yourself? Well, you don't. You never change yourself. What you do is you change your attitude. Now, why did I say change yourself when that's not what you change? Because that gets more attention than changing attitude. So, you're challenged to change yourself. In other words, you're challenged to come home in your own consciousness and make a difference. Okay. Your kids are not appreciated by their teachers. The teachers are a bunch of lowbrow, undereducated, underappreciative people. They just are not with it. Why they're teachers, you'll never know. And so you think, now, do I have a thought like that? And so you say to yourself, now look, the teachers in my son's school went to college, and they got degrees, and they were educated in all areas of teaching, both in information topic as well as in working with children. They probably spent the greatest part of their teacher training in learning how to work with children and get the very best out of children. Now, why is it my little genius is not doing well in school? Is it the teacher, or is it my little genius? Well, it is not my genius, so it has to be the teacher. Well, there is where we have to make a little change. Your genius is fantastic. Now, you want to train your genius so your genius will get the most out of every experience in life. And for him to get the most out of every experience in life is not to go through life blaming somebody else for his poor experiences. Blaming a teacher for not being able to teach. Oh, I stupid teacher. Yeah, lots of kids say that. And, oh, my boss is terrible. You've heard that, you know. And my coworkers, whoa, they're just intolerable to work with. Well, you see, when we learn to like ourselves, when we learn to harmonize with ourselves, and when we learn to put causes in motion for ourselves, we change our attitude and we change our experience. Now, a child goes up to the teacher, yeah, I did my best, you know, and the teacher knows the child didn't really do anything, just marked down, scribbled. And the teacher says, Mary Beth, I have been watching you all semester. You are brilliant. I am so proud of you. Oh, it's true you're not getting grades like you want to get, but the thing is, I'm so proud of you. You're a brilliant student. You know how to study. You know how to learn. I'm so proud of you. And then leave it alone. Next day or two, you come back. Mary Beth, what a lovely paper you turned in. How wonderful. It's terrible. It was terrible. But the teacher is calling forth the genius within Mary Beth. Now, the teacher overlooks the facts and looks to the reality within Mary Beth. And so, a day or two later, Mary Beth is out on the playground, being a little jerk, throwing stones at the other kids, and just barbs and what have you, just being a totally irascible child. And so the teacher goes out, Mary Beth, she says, oh, now I'm going to get it. And so she says, Mary Beth, and Mary Beth says, yeah, I am so pleased how you work with the other children. You are unconditionally loving of them. You always think of what they would like to do and how they would like to be. I'm so proud of you. And Mary Beth says, my gosh, here I was being so mean and so tough on the other kids, and my teacher thinks that I'm a gentle one. Well, you see, that's teacher training. Little by little, the teacher keeps calling forth from the children the idea that they have their best, that they can give their best, that they share their best, that they are their best. And you see, the teacher is working on not changing the individual, but just changing their attitude about it. Because the individual, you don't want to take away their, what do you call it, their uniqueness, their individuality. You want to help them to train their attitude so they get the most out of their individuality. Now, quite likely Mary Beth is a leader. Quite likely Mary Beth loves to be the boss. She loves to go around and have a good time with the other children, but she wants to tell them what games they're going to play. So, the teacher recognizes this, and the teacher says, Mary Beth, you're a born leader. And you know, born leaders always concern themselves with what others want to do. Born leaders always lead people in the direction that is for their highest and best, and makes them feel wonderful about it. Now, I saw how you were playing in the yard and how all of the children were watching you and paying attention to you. Mary Beth, you're a role model. You are a role model of a beautiful girl, of a beautiful leader, of a beautiful person, let alone. Day or two later, you see the same thing. Now, that is not, that takes 2 minutes. It takes 2 minutes each time. But it takes consistency, not believing in appearances. And so, the little boy who was getting bad grades, the teacher said, Arnold, Schwarzenegger, Arnold, you're a super kid. And Arnold says, yeah, I know it. And yes, Arnold, you're a super kid. But Arnold, you have only begun to be as super as you can. You're only at the ground floor, and you're good. You're good, but you're only at your ground floor. You have the capacity to be so fantastic. And then leave it alone. Then leave it alone. And then come back the next day or two and say, Arnold, I've been watching you. You're becoming better and better every day at doing your work in school and in getting along with the other children. You're fantastic, Arnold. I'm just so amazed at you. And he goes home and says, Mom, my teacher is amazed at me. And Mom says, yeah, I know. With those low grades, she sure would be amazed, you know. But no, Mom, she's amazed. She thinks I got potential and I can do things. Well, son, I know you got potential, and I would like to see you do things. Well, Mom, I think I have the nicest teacher in the world. Arnold, are you feeling okay? Last week you thought your teacher was just absolutely bad. Bad news, you know. And so now you're thinking it's wonderful. Arnold, I'm proud of you. You know, Arnold, when you like things, everything goes your way. And so as the school year goes on, Arnold becomes a magnificent leader and a magnificent student. He has taken away all the blocks that said he couldn't do it. Taken away all the blocks that said courses were difficult and that he didn't understand. And all of a sudden, he's excelling even beyond the teacher's expectations of him, you know. And it's wonderful. And the same with Mary Beth. Now, how does it work? When we are no longer able to change a situation, we are challenged to change ourselves. We're challenged to be our best. But some wise guru, some wise teacher, some wise mentor or person who's working with us has to gently say to us, hey, you're wonderful. You're great. You're good. Because if the mentor were to say, I think you ought to try a different field, that's not very rewarding. But, hey, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter whether they cannot hold a note. Get after them and say, hey, you have a beautiful voice. You have a beautiful voice. Now you want to train yourself in recognizing do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do. And sing it and sing it. Now, remember our dearly beloved Stefan? Stefan could not hold a note. He was always singing off key. And so for several months, I had him go into the Jeremini Chapel and play the scale and sing the note according to the scale of the electronic piano in there. And he did that. And then after a while, he stopped doing it, thinking he was so smart. And then he went out and he started singing. And he started, people said, wow, you sing good. My goodness. He didn't say, I've been practicing. He just took the full credit. Instead of realizing that if a little bit of practice brought him all that praise, what would a lot of practice do, you know? And a lot of humble practice. Because as he was practicing, you can be sure he wasn't that enthused about it. But you see, this is how it works when we change our attitude. And I'm sure that the people who said, you sing so well, were appreciative of his changing attitude. Now, Gertrude's the same way, remember? Gertrude could not hold a tone. She never would sing. She'd never open her mouth because she said, I can't sing. And I said, Gertrude, you go and find a teacher and learn how to sing. Now. And so she went to do it. And she found an opera singer who was retired to teach her how to sing. And the opera teacher listened to her and said, I don't know. I think you're a hopeless case. But Gertrude says, nope. I have someone who believes in me. And she took her studies, and today she's singing in the gospel choir of all of Switzerland as a very competent, recognized musician. She's wonderful. Mm-hmm. And she brought her daughter-in-law in. She's bringing her granddaughter in. She's bringing everybody else under the sun into the choir, too, because she's so good. Now, you see, changing an attitude can do wonderful things for all of us. And when we change our attitude about any circumstance in our life, like I told one man who was having difficulty with his love affair, and I said, did you court her? Do you court her? You know what court means? Court means to bring flowers to her and expect nothing in return. Give presents to her and expect not big presents, just little tokens that say, you know, I'm thinking about you and I like you. And then in the same light, you have to realize that you can have her, not like Michelangelo, who was always unable to have his duchess because he felt he was not good enough for her. The greatest painter, the greatest sculptor in the world, not good enough for a person in a relationship. And you see, how good can you be in so many areas and how you can put yourself down in others? What a shame. Well, I said to this person, start loving unconditionally and make the person your friend. And as your friend, just treat them like a friend. And after a while, you'll find that that friendship will blossom into something quite beautiful. But first, you have to just let it go. Just be a friend. Just be a friendly friend, a caring friend, a present-giving friend, and a nice friend. And you watch. The miracles will happen to you. When we are no longer able to change a situation, we are challenged to change ourselves. We are challenged to change our own attitudes. Mary Beth and Arnold, they changed their attitudes. And they became wonderful leaders. Governor. Yeah, and governor. Governor. Yeah, and governor, yeah. But you see, the thing is, And you think that's a joke. You think that's a big joke. But it's only because he likes him so. You know? He's no more wise than anyone else, but he just likes himself. But hey, when he likes himself, he likes his world. And he is looking out for everything in the world. The San Diego magazine put down the governor because they said the governor went to Japan to work on trade relations with Japan, and before they went to Mexico to work on trade relations with Mexico. And Mexico was a far greater trade relation country than Japan, and that's not true. Japan is the far greatest trade relation country in California. Mexico is here in San Diego. And so the San Diego's very interested in having them do it. He'll get there. He'll take care of it in Mexico, and he'll also take care of it in Germany, and he'll also take care of it in France. And if you let Governor Schwarzenegger loose, he's a charmer. And he'll go all over the world, and he will win everything for our relationships with all these countries. And you know what will happen to him? Tell me. Next stop, president. Yeah?
I wouldn't be amazed.
He's no worse nor any better than any president. And I would say, in one respect, he is better than any president we've ever had, because he just plain likes himself and he tells people so. Mm-hmm. He doesn't care. He wants to smoke cigars. He finds a way to smoke cigars in a time when no smoking, you know. I mean, I don't say that that's what I would do, but he likes it. He's himself. He's having fun. And I wouldn't be surprised where he goes next. But he was a little boy who didn't get along well in school. And he was living in Austria. He had a very interesting childhood. And one of his teachers said, "Arnold, no matter what you do in life, you can be a success if you like yourself. Be yourself and have fun, remember? Mm-hmm. If you like yourself, Arnold, you can do anything." Well, now, it didn't immediately happen. But Arnold started liking himself. And he says, "Let's see, what's the fastest way that I could do this? Bodybuilding." So at an early age, "I like my body. I like me." And he went into bodybuilding, and he won contest after contest, after world contest, after the everything. And the next thing, he's on the President's Council for Health, which he's a weightlifter in the President's Council for Health. And I don't know that he's ever done steroids, but whatever he's done, he's doing something right. Now, like yourself, like your attitude, and be in charge by just changing your mind about your attitude. And your attitude is, "There is peace on earth. I am independently wealthy. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. I'm whole and perfect," and all those other good things. And all is in divine order.
Yes.
And so it is. I love you.
I love you.
I love you.
Love you.
I love you.
Love you.